He's too cocky. He's got too much confidence. He's too convicted. He's the number one high school football podcaster in America. He's the number one scout in the country. Coast to coast. Gold State to the Sunshine State. Giving it to you raw and uncut, like the meat at the liquor store on the corner. KM to GM. Nobody does it better. Buckle up, folks. It's time for the truth. Let's fucking go. All right, now I'd like to bring in my very special guest, newly committed, newly married, newly locked in for life, Mr. Kalen Moore, Oaks Christian, three-star defensive back, committed to Colorado. Kalen, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you for having me.
No doubt about it, man. So it's a big day for you, not only for you, but probably for your family, but you just committed to Colorado. You dropped your commitment video, which was pretty cool, by the way. Tell me, how are you feeling right now, now that you're committed, now that the recruiting process is over for you?
It's definitely a weight off my shoulders. I feel very relieved and excited. Unfortunately, because of everything that's going on, I can't get out there, but I am excited that I am a part of Colorado.
Yee yee. We'll talk a little about yee yee down the road on this show, but you know, Colorado is a great place. Boulder's a beautiful town. If you've never been, it's a college town. The people are great. And the program is on the rise. Absolutely. With new head coach Carl Durrell. Let's talk a little bit about why you chose to be a Colorado Buffalo.
All right. Basically, I got offered by them, I want to say a couple months ago. And I've been keeping in contact with Coach Meat a lot. Like, he checks in almost every day. And then I had my virtual visit, I want to say two weeks ago. And that really, like, turned a lot of stuff around. They had like almost the whole coaching staff on there, and it really made me feel like I was part of the family and made me feel like at home.
Being at home, having that feeling of family and being at home is important in recruiting. And when you look forward to your time getting out to Colorado, what can you expect when you first step down in the state of Colorado and you're a Buffalo? What do you expect?
Hopefully everybody's excited. I expect a lot of support because that's what they've been showing me up till now. And yeah, that's all I can hope for. So
choosing Colorado, I know it was a big decision. I know your family's excited, but let's talk about how you got to this point. What other schools were you interested in? Knowing that the pandemic hit, you weren't able to take trips. What was the criteria you used to pick the school of your choice?
Three schools that were like at the top of my list besides Colorado was Cal, Oregon State, and Boise State. And it was a pretty tough decision because I have a good relationship with all three of those schools. They've all been straight up and cool with me. So it was definitely a tough decision. But in the end, it was like that's just where I felt it was the best fit for me. And it also helped that I went to Colorado. I've already been there. I've been on campus before. It definitely was a plus. And yeah, that just felt like that was the best. This is the time for me.
Well, listen, that's always, familiarity is always important whenever you're making a big time decision. But let's go back when it all started for you. When did you actually fall in love with the game of football?
I fell in love, I want to say eighth grade. Eighth grade was my first year of tackle football. I played flag until eighth because my mom didn't want me playing tackle. So yeah, I actually played soccer until eighth grade. I started playing tackle. My dad let me get out there and show what I could do. I had a good year in there. Carson Colts.
Hey!
Yeah, and then freshman year, I played for Oaks Christian. I played more receiver, though. And then sophomore year is when I really got on the field as DB and fell in love with the defensive back position.
Well, as soon as you mention your Carson Colt, I know there's a certain lineage that comes along with being a Carson Colt. I'm one of the original Carson Colts, grew up in Victoria Park, so I know what it is from the jump. So it's great to see another Colt in the building making new waves and creating the life he wants for himself. But let's talk a little bit about when you first started playing. What position did you play? Were you a little apprehensive at first because it's the first time you kind of put on equipment? How'd that feel? What was that like?
It was definitely different. Not what I expected. I played all receiver too back then. It was like a different adjustment, like getting your arms up with the pads and the helmet and everything. But it was exciting. So
no question about it. So you get to Oaks Christian, you have a really good junior year. You're a turnover machine. You got your hands on the football. You're making a lot of plays. When did that confidence level take off for you at Oaks Christian to be able to be as confident as you were making plays on the big stage?
I want to say midway through sophomore year. I started like, I want to say like the sixth game of sophomore year. And that's when I really got my confidence because I played well up till then. But when I really started like never coming off the field is when I really started getting my confidence.
No question about it. Oaks Christian, a very popular program here in Southern California. A lot of big-time players came from it, namely five-star Kayvon Thibodeau, who's at the University of Oregon now, is a freshman All-American. How has playing at Oaks Christian prepared you for the next level?
I think it definitely prepares me, not just for football, but academically as well. It's a really tough school for all the academically. So, but in terms of the schedule, we have a really tough schedule every single year. So that definitely helps. And I feel like I'll be ready.
You talk a little bit about you guys, the schedule. You play a lot of the heavyweights out here in Southern California, but you got a big time coach. Head coach Charlie Collins is the man at the helm, and he's leading a great program. Talk to me a little bit about the impact that he's had on you and your development, not only as a player, but as a young man.
Oh, he's definitely had a big impact. I've known him for, I want to say, 4 or 5 years now. He's known my dad for a long time, though. I want to say like more than 20 years. They have a really good relationship. So right when I got to Oaks Christian, I jumped on board with him, and he's been working on my craft ever since. All the receiver stuff, the footwork, all that kind of stuff, he's been helping me, and he definitely had a big impact.
No question about it. He's a great coach. He does a great job developing players and people. Let's move along a little bit. Let's talk about, you know, where you see yourself in that defensive back room in Colorado. Where do you fit in that DB room?
You're talking about like corner, safety, nickel.
Corner, safety, nickel, depth chart wise. Where do you fit?
I think I'll jump in at nickel, most likely. But I feel like as time goes on, I'll go to my natural corner position because I can play all around, but I feel like corner is where I feel the most comfortable. And I think I can make a big impact right there.
What's the most important attribute for you to have coming in early playing as a nickel in Colorado's defensive scheme?
I feel like I'm very, my IQ on defense. I feel like I'm really smart. The decisions I make when to take risks, when not to take risks, and just overall athleticism.
What has that defensive group or at least the defensive coaches at CU talked to you about in terms of how they want to use you at nickel? Are they talking about you just being a man guy, or because of your IQ, can you also be a zone dropper? Can you also be a blitzer? Can you also set the edge in the run game?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything because they like how I cover well, and they love how I can come up and make a tackle. Those are the two big things.
Absolutely. Love your aggressive play from your junior tape. There's no question about it. One thing that stood out to me, though, was you're a ball magnet. I love guys who can turn over the football. Those guys are difference makers on the defensive side because you're not always going to stop the offense. But what you can do is turn them over and get the ball back for your own offense. What goes through your mind when that ball is in the air and you're trying to go make a play? What flashes in your mind?
I think what has to go through everybody's mind is it has to be my ball. The end of the day, 50-50, not 50-50, has to be your ball at the end of the day if it's in the air and it's near you. So,
no question about it. Your time in Colorado is going to be important for many reasons, but probably the most important reason is for you to go get your college degree as a young black man. What do you plan on studying? What do you plan on majoring once you get to Boulder?
I haven't made my decision 100% yet, but most likely business. I definitely want to stay involved with sports, though, even if I don't make it to the NFL, which is my end goal. But if that doesn't happen, I would love to stay involved in football some way, somehow.
You know, there's a very smart man once told me, make sure the NFL is your plan B, right? And that means, hey, if the NFL works out, that's great. That was your plan B, but your plan A is your degree. What do you want to do with a business degree? Do you have a type of business you want to start? I know you want to stay inside of sports. Do you have something that's at the front of your mind or a thought or a vision that you may have with your business degree that you can put to use?
As of right now, I don't really have anything. I haven't really thought of anything, but I've been thinking about doing something with my friend. Well, I'll keep that on the low right now, but I've definitely thought about it, so.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about your high school years. You play for Premium Sports. I want to make sure I show them some love. I know they've been somewhat instrumental in your development, just in terms of competition and opportunity. Talk to me a little bit about your experience at Premium Sports LA and how they've helped you along with your developmental process.
Of course, yeah. I'm actually not the biggest 7-on-7 dude. I wasn't really looking to play 7-on-7.
Good.
Mm-hmm. But, when Premium asked me to go along, I was like, I'll try it out, everything. And they actually had a way bigger impact than I thought. It was definitely one of the best decisions I made. Coach Fig definitely helped me out. All the getting better as a player, helping get recruited by colleges, everything. So,
no question about it. Let's move along. The University of Colorado plays in the Pac-12. And we know right now they're an ascending program. They got a new head coach. You guys have a new head coach in Carl Durrell. What do you know about Coach Durrell, and what do you like about him?
I know that he wants to win. I know he likes to stay connected to his players. And what I liked about him was when we talk on the phone all the time and the virtual visit, he's a really down-to-earth person. He'll keep it straight up with you at all times. He's not going to lie to you just to get you there. You know, he's going to not just going to tell you everything you want to hear. He's going to tell you what it really is. And that's what I admire most.
At the college level, you spend very little time with your head coach. Though he is the leader of the program, you spend most of your time with your position coach and the strength and conditioning coach. Your position coach looks like it's going to be Demetrius Martin, who's somebody I know really well. What made you feel like Colorado was the place? And more specifically, do you wanted Demetrius Martin to be able to coach you? Mm-hmm. Why put that trust in him?
I think we put trust in each other. He's a very good recruiter. He would never let off the gas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He showed he wanted me at all times. And I know who he's gotten out of, you know what I'm saying? He's gotten out of college. He's gotten to the NFL. He's someone who you definitely want to be coached by. And, yeah.
He's definitely a proven recruiter, and he's definitely done a good job developing talent. Guys like Darnay Holmes and others have gone on to the NFL, and he had a big hand in their development. Let's move along. In terms of the future, I want to talk a little bit about where you see yourself in 5 years, mm-hmm. considering this is your last year of high school coming up. I don't know if you're planning on playing or not, graduating early or not. You can kind of fill us in. But what do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
I am going to play this year, as long as we have a season, of course. But as far as that goes, I will be playing. And in 5 years, hopefully I'll be in the draft, and that's the main goal for me.
Is there a particular team that you like in the NFL, a particular team that you would want to play for?
If I could choose, I'd want to stay in LA. I'd want to, after going to Colorado, I'd want to come back to LA, come back home, see what I could do. But as long as I make it, it really doesn't matter to me.
No question. I always like to end up talking about the people who have influenced you the most. You talked a little bit about your dad earlier. I want to make sure I show your parents some love. Talk to me about the impact that they have had on your life.
Well, my mom, she makes all the sacrifices for me. Drives me to practice, takes me to practice, gives up her whole life basically for me. And I can't thank her enough for that. And then on my dad's side, he is just probably I wouldn't be here without him because of all the training he's done for me, how he's developed me in the last like few years. He's actually the defensive coordinator for Oak, so that helps too. But yeah, he's definitely helped with my coming as a DB.
I know a lot of your teammates are excited. I know your coaches are excited. We got a comment in our comment section. Kayvon Thibodeau reached out and said, "My boy, congratulations." If there's something that you would like to say to Buffalo Nation, right? Buff Nation. Those are all the fans, all the supporters, all the alumni at the University of Colorado. If you had one message that you'd like to send to them right now, what would that message be?
I gotta think about that one. Really just get ready to win. Because when I'm there, we'll be winning games. And that's the one thing I can promise you. I'm a winner.
No doubt about that. Ladies and gentlemen, Kalen Moore, 3-star defensive backs out of Westlake Village, Oaks Christian High School here. 5-star Friday, transparent truth. Kalen, I appreciate you. Good luck. Congratulations and be well, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
No doubt about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Kalen Moore, 3-star commit, University of Colorado. Transparent truth. Coach Keith, 5-star Friday.
It's time for our Sit and Sleep Sleeper of the Week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body Diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, our Sleeper of the Week this week comes from Del Oro High School here in Northern California. Got a chance to get on the grass. It's been a long time since I've been on the grass. Got a chance to get on the grass here in Northern California. I'm up in the Sacramento area. Saw a 6'3", looks like probably about 185, 190-pound rising freshman quarterback in the 2024 class, Austin Mack. Austin Mack is a kid with tremendous upside, great potential. He's tall, he's long, he's got huge hands. I love his mind for the game at the quarterback position. Watch him play some 7-on-7 and just watch his progression, his eye progression, his mind progression. I thought his mind was twitchy. I thought he made quick decisions. I liked his accuracy in the first and second levels. Del Oro High School, they got a guy, Austin Mack. He's about 6'2.5", 180. Looks like he's probably going to be about 6'5", 6'6". He's got a big, strong arm. Needs to tighten up that release a little bit and be a little bit more accurate to the third level, stretch the defense with his arm. But I love his mind, how it works. I love the twitchiness of it. I love his quick decision-making. I love his thought process when making those decisions. So Austin Mack, Del Oro High School, transparent truth, Sit and Sleep, Sleeper of the Week. Congratulations.
It's time for our Sit and Sleep Sleeper of the Week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body Diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, my Sleeper of the Week this week comes from the Trinity League, and I know what you're thinking, right? Trinity League, they get all the attention, but this kid I have to spotlight. I want to spotlight and shine a light, Jack Laffin, 2022 offensive lineman, Mater Dei High School. Love this kid. 6'3", 200, probably 65 pounds. He's going to be a guard. He's going to be a left guard. He's got beautiful feet. He's got great hands. He moves his feet really well. He gets his hands in the right spots. His hand placement is very good. His punch is strong. And just was blown away by this kid when I saw him a couple weeks ago, or actually a month or some change ago, out in Corona. But Jack Laffin, I don't know if I'm saying his name right. I'm just calling him Jack. Jack is the real deal. And I'm just telling you right now, the guy needs just sprinkle 20 offers on him right now. That's how his recruitment's going to go. That's how good he is. And he deserves it. I don't know what his offer list looks like right now, but he's my Sleeper of the Week. Remember, you heard it here first. Jack Laffin, Mater Dei High School, 2022. I think he's going to be interior OL. I don't think he's going to get to have the length or be the size of a tackle, even though he does have tackle feet. But I think he's going to be a really good offensive guard. And I think he's going to get big. He's going to get strong. He's going to get meaner. He's going to get nastier. And the kid can just do it, man. He's got great technique. He's got a great attitude. He's got a perfect mentality for an offensive lineman. And I did see the film of him handling number one overall prospect, Corey Foreman, two times in a row. And listen, Jack, he's that good. And he's going to be a great football player.
Just mark my words. Sleeper of the week, Jack Lanfin, Modern Day High School, 2022. Transparent Truth, Sleeper of the Week. Congratulations, big fella. Keep doing your thing. That does it for today's Five Star Friday. I appreciate you guys for joining me. Tap in next week. You know I'll have a very special guest, somebody probably newly committed, and tap into Instant Impact. We break down the top commits to Power 5 schools across the country, and we rocking and rolling, man. Listen, the coronavirus has stopped a lot of things, and listen, it has, and I choose to allow it to stop me because I want to keep the next man safe. I care about other people. I want to keep you safe. So I've stopped the things that I had planned. But if I can continue to record, do the things I love with the microphone and these prospects, analysis, and so on and so forth, I'm a happy man. So appreciate you guys. Till next week, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.